A controversial proposal to build a golf course and resort in the Long Island Pine Barrens has pitted preservationists against developers. Both sides argue that the 1993 Pine Barrens Protection Act is on their side. The complex law both protects the forest while permitting development. A state-appointed commission must strike a balance between the two. As part of a collaboration with Stony Brook University School of Journalism, Margaret Osborne reports.
Spinney Road in East Quogue dead ends into a locked chain-link gate that was installed to discourage illegal dumping. Inside, there's vast clearings, mounds of sand and pitch pine trees, and there's evidence of dumping, like a jet ski and a ripped-out car seat. Discovery Land Company, an Arizona-based developer with deep pockets, owns almost 600 acres here. Brian Thiemann handles government and community relations for the development known as the Lewis Road PRD.
Where we're standing right now is in essentially the middle of the proposed project.
That includes 118 homes, an 18-hole golf course, and a luxury clubhouse. But some environmentalists say it would endanger trillions of gallons of pristine drinking water underneath the forest. Discovery Land has been trying to gain the necessary approvals for over 5 years. Southampton Town already denied the project once in 2017 when it was known as the Hills at Southampton. Now they're back again under a different zoning plan. They've submitted an application to the town planning board. If it's approved by the town, the developers will then need additional approval from the Pine Barrens Commission. John Pavasek is the executive director of the commission.
The commission has to have a hearing on it, has to review the application materials, has to hear public testimony on it, and then ultimately determine what its decision is going to be and then make a decision.
The commission is made up of the town supervisors from Riverhead, Brookhaven, and Southampton, as well as the county executive and a representative from the state DEC. They have jurisdiction to make recommendations to approve or deny projects in critical resource areas or projects deemed a development of regional significance. They can also assert authority over any development in the Central Pine Barrens area. It's a long, complicated, and confusing process, one that includes countless meetings and public hearings, which are often contentious.
We would like to see this project move forward as expeditiously as possible, as the seasonal golf resort called for in the town's comprehensive plan. Thank you.
The Pine Barrens Commission asserted its authority over the proposal in May, kicking off a 120-day deadline that ends with a decision. In that time, Discovery Land has to submit plans or give the commission a time extension. If they do neither, the commission will deny the project without prejudice. Both supporters and opponents of the project use the process to their advantage, and both say the law is on their side. Dick Amper is the executive director of the environmental group, the Long Island Pine Barrens Society. He said after a meeting in June that Discovery Land is avoiding the commission.
It's been a dodgy kind of project. It's not just the size and the money and the influence and the advertising and the political manipulation. It's the nature of the project, the size of the project, and the location of the project that makes it a problem.
Discovery Land's Senior Vice President of Development, Mark Hissey, says they have followed the law and are taking environmental concerns into account.
We paid very close attention to what the regulations are for the Pine Barrens law, and I think that will be proved unequivocally when we're going through the review by them, which will happen in a month or two. But we haven't asked for any variances. There's nothing that we are proposing here that is beyond the realms of the law.
The Pine Barrens are essential to Long Island's water quality. When rain falls there, it stays clean as it filters through the sandy soil and enters the groundwater below. That's why Amper says the plan violates both the letter and the spirit of the law. Amper believes that Discovery Land's proposed development violates the commission's land use plan. He's worried about pesticide usage for the golf course and lawns in an environmentally sensitive area. He's also concerned about its effect on vulnerable and endangered species and doesn't like both the clearing of trees and removal of soil. He wants the town to buy the land and preserve it like it did with a neighboring 150-acre property in 2012. The town already did try to buy Discovery Land's property. It offered $35 million in 2016, but the company turned it down. In 2011, before Discovery Land owned the property, then-legislator and now Southampton Town Supervisor Jay Schneiderman pushed to buy the land, but the deal eventually fell through. Hissey says they have no plans to sell the property and that they will leave the required 65% of the land untouched.
We have property rights. We took a big chance on buying the land, and we're going to develop it. It's within our rights to do that.
That's because most of their land is located in the compatible growth area, where the law states that land can be developed, subject to strict guidelines. John Pavicek, who leads the Pine Barrens Commission, said most developments don't even reach the commission because the three towns had to incorporate its standards and guidelines into the town zoning codes. The ball would be in their court to take action if Southampton approves the project.
I can't opine as to what the commission would do, hypothetically. I could just tell you that it goes through this deliberative process, and it's a very thorough process where the commission has a very, very detailed elaboration and rationale as to what it's looked at and what it's considering.
And this process is what advocates of the 1993 Pine Barrens Protection Act hoped every development would go through. Margaret Osborne, WSHU News.